talk us through your thoughts first and foremost of this afternoon.
Straight away, men against boys from the first minute. They wanted it more. Even in the warm up, you're trying to assess people and watch people and looking at, you know, the body language, and it was like you weren't up for it. And we've come quite a bit in the last 2 weeks. You were hoping for another response to kick up to that next step, but we've took one back down. And I can't say certain things, but I just, you know what, I just said to them then, you know what, I don't care how much money people can be on. Work rate costs nothing, you know. Attitude costs nothing. Work rate, just outwork that man in front of you. I don't care who they are or what. If you can work harder than him, that's your battle. I said, look at yourselves individually. And if you think you've done a good job there and done what we asked you, then there's something not right.
A very different team talk then from Tuesday, which you were pleased with the large aspects of the game to this afternoon. I mean, from our perspective, watching the first 45 minutes, we thought it was quite an even contest. Obviously, you set out the team to play in a certain way, so you'll have your ideas and thoughts of if they're doing it in the right manner and what you're asking them to do so. But we thought the likes of Lewis Thompson in that first 45 minutes showed pretty exactly what you're looking in a player.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Attitude, application, work rate, injury or not.
He's a good kid.
And he showed a lot of quality, and it did seem to really make us suffer in the second half with him coming off. You know, I'm sure he wanted to play the rest. He couldn't in the end.
He turned his ankle after 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to come off. He was soldiering on. You know, credit to the lad. He did well. And we lost that balance sooner than he'd gone off. But, you know, even before that, they weren't keeping to the shape like we wanted, and we want him to be a bit braver. You know, they kept pulling wing backs in, so it was like a five. No, get the wing backs up. You mark that man, and you be brave. You don't need three on one at the back.
Just down this right hand side, he was up against Walker and Moyo.
Of course, yeah.
And he did a very, very sterling job there, because them two were linking up very, very well. Two players actually went off injured themselves in the game all the way through in the first 45 minutes, and then a goal, you know, Hatfield scores, man of the match. I mean, you can see it. I mean, where we are, we can see it from this angle. From your angle, how did you see that?
It just looked sloppy marking. And there were people shouting, saying fouls. They said, I don't care about that, because he was first to the ball. They won the ball. They don't win balls. We win balls. And after that, it's irrelevant. The referee doesn't see whatever. It's a goal. You set yourself up. I changed the shape after about 30 minutes because we weren't brave. So I had to force the bravery and push people further up the pitch. And then half-time, we had a game plan. And then you come out making basic errors, which is so frustrating, because the 15 minutes what you've just had are so vital to talk about positions where you want people, what expect off one another, and then, you know, you slide them in for a second goal.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can just see the deflation going, and lads going, oh, here we go again. Well, no, where's the leaders? Where's the leaders to get your chest up and say, no, lads, we're still in this game?
The one thing in that first 45 minutes, the very end of that first 45 minutes, there's a ball over top on the shoulder of Willoughby. He's taking the ball straight on, rather than he's got a little stuck under his. He has, rather than just take it slightly wide, he's given the opportunity for the defender to get in there and win the challenge.
Yes. We did that all game.
That's where you're thinking, well, he scored five goals this season for us. That's his bread and butter. He's going to get, you know, a yard in front of the defender. But he actually goes into the defender, and, you know, we could have gone in at one all. And I think it would have been, as far as we're concerned, Paul, certainly, we would have been thinking, well, we were justified in that, because we saw what we saw, and I've not seen for FC for a little while. I did see, in my eyes, but again, because you've set them out in a certain way, I saw what seemed grit, determination, players wanting a little bit. We did, and I can understand what you're saying, you know, you want a bit of heart and you want a bit of battling. There was a number of incidents in the game, certainly the first 45 minutes, where players weren't going in for challenges. They were sort of like quite hesitant, which, again, is not sort of like the mould that you want the players playing in, is it?
No. But it's like, more importantly, they're a big team. So straight away, you're looking at weaknesses. You know, don't go long down the middle, then we go long down the middle. Get the ball on the floor, use the pace out wide. You know, quick, sharp, two-touch, three-touch, get in behind them. I think we did it. Joel Logan come on it after 20 minutes from the end. He's burst down the white, put a great ball across, no one's there. Last 10 minutes late, and Egan's put a great little ball into, because he was brave and he got on the ball and he's cut the back four up. You wanted more of that. You know, play to our strengths. Like I said, technically, you know, you're great players. You know, you're good on the ball, you've got pace. Use it. You know, use it out there. Don't just go, don't cheat yourself and go long when we don't need to. And because we were getting a lot more solid back, like in training week, we worked on that attacking side. And, yeah, you know, the midfielders need to be pushing more into the box. And you're getting the ball out wide, you expect your centre midfield to bust a gut and be at least on the edge of the box, picking the bits up. We were having too many touches. And, I mean, like, Kurt worked hard. You know, everyone has off days, I know that. But we just wanted the ball moving quickly and look after it a bit more. We give it away so cheaply when we were in good little areas. It's just frustrating because, like I said, we've just set our stall up, you know, and we're still in the game. We're still in the game and we can worry them. And we showed the lack of pace in the defence, where to hit it and work on the angle. And then you go 2-0 down, but then it's a question of, you know, mentally players letting themselves just... You know, Harry Winter covered every blade of grass there. He's not played for three weeks and he still kept going and going and going, you know. And I had to take him off for his own sanity because I just thought he'd...
Well, we said that, didn't we?
We said managerial.
Managerial, he's brought him off for two reasons. Yeah. He's blowing a little bit, but he'll still play for the rest of the game.
But I wanted 90 minutes out of him.
But he's also on the booking and you could see the frustration in him.
And rightly so. You know, he's got the armband on and he's leading the team. And they're not doing what we ask. He's putting a shift in.
So how do we? I mean, you know, the result's now gone. And there's no point talking about the third either. But how do we put it? How do you get that mentality within the players of winning, of attitude and minds? How do you now instill that in the players? There's a lot of young players in the squad.
It's all back to the training ground, you know, and you know, seeing who's up for it. You're going to have a conversation. We've had a conversation there, and. You know, you're waiting for a response from your leaders, from your seasoned non-league players, so to speak. Because a lot of these young uns, they've not been around this kind of atmosphere, like young lads from Blackburn and Donoghue, you know. They're looking for a response from the people who've been around. And you're going to go into training this week and you're going to try and build confidence. As a manager, you've got to look at all that and you've got to treat everyone differently. And, you know, it's my job now to put the pieces up. You know, already in my head, I know what I'm going to be saying to one person, saying to another person, and building that belief back in them, you know.
Well, we're going to have to build it quickly, aren't we? Because, you know, next Saturday is Colne.
Totally different game to today. You know, these are a young, fast, hungry side, just like we are. So, you know, it's a totally different game. They're going to look at us today and go, oh, they've been beat 3-0. They're there for the taking. You know, that's what they're going to say. There's no pressure on them. Go and enjoy it. And work, and we will get some out of this game. So we've got to instill that fear into them early doors in the game. We've got to keep that ball and make them worried about us. So it's a tough game.
And how do you do that, though? I mean, as a manager, how do you instill it in such a short period of time? How do you instill it in those players that have had poor games today, haven't done what you've said? You've got a finite resource, i.e. you haven't got a huge squad you can choose from, so therefore you can't pick and choose who you want in there. Some of those players will be thinking, well, I'm playing regardless next week because you haven't got the squad. How would you make them realise, without giving them a verbal rollicking, obviously, and all the rest of it, but how do you instill it in them? What?
It's just making them believe in themselves, because they're gonna come in on Tuesday and they're going to be like, oh, you know, it's training and we're going to go and run. It's not all about, you know, fitness is still down, but you know, I think we looked a bit unfit today because we were chasing the ball because we kept giving it away. It was a different type of tiredness today. You don't keep that ball. You're running to get that ball back. So they've done a lot of work today without even knowing it. So it's about going into training and, you know, not having a laugh as such, but making the atmosphere buoyant and, you know, having a few little games and just getting them to believe in themselves, working on little bits that they're good at and making them understand how important they are to the actual squad. Because the squad's not big. You look at, in the last 2 days, I lost three players. All three players that have played today. You know, twice we have to change tactically, player-wise. And like I said, we're not got a big squad. You know, I was worried about the midfield today because Scott had to have a test today. Harry Winter's not played a lot. Mike Jones hasn't played a lot. So between the three of them, there's not really 90 minutes there. So I brought young Leighton in as well, just to try and back that up because he's a young, enthusiastic player.
And his first touch in the game.
Confident.
We thought before. Now, look, that lovely back flick, absolutely beautiful. Yeah. But you can see, as you said, Paul, you know.
We'd like to see more of him.
He's a good young lad. You know, he got released from Burnley in the summer. I actually saw him at the exit trials and put his name down for us to pursue for this year. And then, for whatever reason, it didn't happen. But then he come down to the trials himself. So he's one that was earmarked and thought he's got potential. And that hunger that he's got. And I mean, it took him, he lost it a few times, but you know, he was being brave on the ball, and we needed more of that from the people around him.